It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show here along with Tim Hayes from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and, of course, the Charles Hopton, one of the founding members of the Veterans Coalition, and Charles' co-pilot, Kate, is here with us as well. What did you say she was? Australian Shepherd, Golden Retriever mix?
Yes.
Okay. She's her first time on a radio station?
Yes.
She seems to be enjoying it so far, more than a lot of people I know, actually.
She's very quiet, though. She's not a good interviewee.
Fair enough. But you may hear her jingling around as she, sniffs everything, does the quality control check for us. The reason why Charles and Tim are here today to talk about the fifth annual Dining Out for Vets?
Yes.
On Tuesday, June 11th, at various local restaurants. Eat at a place you normally eat at, and they donate a portion of the day's gross to Western Slope Veterans Coalition.
Yeah, the support for vets in our area is just fantastic. All those different restaurants that contribute, and the people that contribute as well. We formed our group knowing that veterans in our area, Pitkin, Eagle, Garfield County, needed help with dealing with the VA, dealing with different service organizations where they can get assistance. And then we were very fortunate that Garfield County gave us our Veterans Center and a very wonderful $1 a year lease at 803 Colorado Avenue in Glenwood Springs. And since we have a center, both vets and supporters have just come out of the woodwork. It's been overwhelming.
And Tim is one of those supporters, right? You original board member, Tim, or about what point did you come along?
Well, I'm not too sure how long the board was working. A year, I would imagine. I don't know, but they were trying to build a larger board, and because it takes people, you know, to organize other people, and so I ran into John Pettit at the golf course, and
so it really is true. All the best deals are made on the golf course.
Yes, that's true.
I knew I should have learned to play.
And after about a month or two, he asked if I would like to be a board member, and I jumped on that.
And according to Charles, you're one of the most active board members now, too.
I don't know if I'm the most active, I think we all do our job. You know, we all have something that we're good at. I'm just really committed to the veterans. That connection was broken after I came back and was in Oregon and where I lived and born and raised, and I was drafted out of Oregon. You know, that part of brothers, being a brother, is really essential in my life because when you're in combat with people that you care about, and some of them don't come home, and you have to carry them off the battlefield, and all the things that go along with that. And then I was wounded and brought home, and so I lost that connection. And I kind of buried that. But when this opportunity to serve on the board came up, I just jumped on it because it is a real service.
And when you were sent home because of you were wounded in action, mm-hmm. You felt like you were separated from your brothers because you couldn't be there with them.
Yeah, as long as I was in the military, it didn't bother me so much. You know, I escaped death. You know, and
sure. I think that's how a lot of folks in your situation. Do you hear that a lot, Charles?
Very much so. You know, you can have your opinions about our different wars, including the current wars. But when you're serving in the military, you're serving with your crew, with your brothers, as the old term, band of brothers.
Right.
And very often, like in Tim's case, a guy is wounded and they're about to evacuate him, and he doesn't want to go because he doesn't want to leave his brothers.
On the battlefield, politics matter zero. Am I right? You're concerned about surviving and doing the job that you're there to do.
That's true. The only politics is when I was wounded, we were calling, we were trying to get, we were being mortared, and our officers were trying to get suppressive fire back at them, and they couldn't do it. All day long, we were mortared, and one of the painful things about coming home, all of a sudden you're wounded, you spend several weeks in the hospital and like in Vietnam, and then shipped off. So for me, I was being separated, and every part of that journey coming back to the United States, and then to Tacoma, Washington, where, you know, in the hospital there, in the military hospital there, I felt really good. But when I eventually mustered out, then I had to go back to the civilian world. Mm. And that was, to me, hard, because you're away from people who understand, and you're outside the safety zone of the military. And when I went back to college, I had a rough time, you know, and a lot of people didn't mess with me because I just wouldn't put up with it, you know, and so I had an attitude. You do miss people, and the hardest thing about coming home early is that you don't know what happened to your unit. The people that you cared about, you're really close to, they're not there, and you can't contact them. You don't know what happened, you know, so that's just part of that journey.
And that's why it's so important for you to be a part of the Veterans Coalition and to give back to other veterans.
Yeah.
Maybe help younger veterans through all those things that you didn't have the same help for.
Yeah.
Tim's comments bring to mind several things. One, Tim mentioning about different board members participating. We all bring to the board different backgrounds, different skills. One of Tim's very strong interests is mental health. As he just described about coming back and not knowing what happened to his buddies, everybody talks about PTSD. There's another problem called survivor guilt. Tim got back. He doesn't know if his friends got back. So mental health is sort of stigmatized. In the military, you don't come forward if you have a problem, and you come back and you don't have anybody to talk to. And so one of the purposes of our veterans organization is we would love to have a goal of no more suicides. Well, don't feel badly about bringing that baggage back with you. If you need somebody to talk to, come to the center. We'll get you together with people who can help you get through that situation.
Actually, you mentioned the office at the corner of 8th and Colorado in downtown Glenwood. It actually bears the names of two young people who we lost way too soon, Casey Owens and Jesse Beckuse. It's it bears their name, and I know that was with the permission of their families and the support of their families, mm-hmm. who would like to know that maybe because Western Slope Veterans Coalition exists, there's less of a chance of other families having to go through what they have gone through.
That's what we're there for.
Again, the fifth annual, I can't believe I got it right. Normally when I guess like that, I'm off. The fifth annual Dining Out for Vets happens this year, Tuesday, June 11th. Stop by one of the participating restaurants, have a meal, and it is no different for you, the customer, but at the end of the day, that restaurant will donate a portion of the day's take, if you will, to the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. This has been hugely successful. We'll talk about that. We'll give you the list of restaurants. Of course, you can see that list also on our calendar at KMTS.com. You can connect with Western Slope Veterans Coalition on Facebook. And, of course, the website, WesternSlopeVeterans.org.
Mm-hmm.
I got another one right. Maybe I should play the lottery today. Back in just a couple minutes to visit a little bit more with Tim and Charles. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Charles Hopton and Tim Hayes from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Again, Tuesday, June 11th is Dining Out for Vets. Charles, I noticed that Kate is at my feet rather than yours. What does that say?
She's a social butterfly.
Bless her heart. She's a beautiful dog. She's so well-tempered. Yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about, lest I get off track again. Before we get to, I definitely want to mention the list of participating restaurants, because I know a number of these have been back every single year. What will you use the money that you raise on June 11th for?
This benefit on Tuesday, June 11th, is funding for our emergency fund. We have veterans that just need information about dealing with the VA, educational, housing, that sort of thing. But the emergency fund is for vets that are in dire need right then. And so we work with the veteran service officers of each county. By Colorado law, each county must have a veteran service officer to help the vets. But we work with them to make sure that when we have an applicant, that it is a vet, and how can we help them. And so all of the funding from Dining Out for Vets goes to the emergency fund.
And, you know, I'm curious, talking about each of your service and history, you know, today is the anniversary of the landing, the storming of the beaches at Normandy, where I believe I heard 85% of the young men that hit the beach at Normandy died. How does an event like that in history affect you as a service member? Obviously, everybody looks back at that takes a moment, you know, to reconcile it within themselves. But the two of you have a context I don't have.
Ironically, and it is the nature of being in combat, veterans come back and they don't talk about their experience. I work overseas. You get on a tram in Kazakhstan, and some old geezer in a ratty tweed jacket will get on the tram with his medals on his jacket from what they call the Great Patriotic War, the Second World War. At least half a dozen people will pop out of their seat to offer him a seat. And they know the history of what grandfather did, of what dad did. In this country, we just had Memorial Day ceremony in Aspen. And I was mentioning several vets that I worked with in Aspen who were members of the 10th Mountain Division. Their families didn't know anything about what they had done because they didn't talk about it.
I was in college and had and was engaged to be married to one of my, you know, to a young lady that was at the same college. And then I got a notice.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Yeah. You know, yeah, so I was drafted and out of college. And I had about three more semesters turns to go. And I didn't want to do that. But I remember growing up, I was born in 1943, and I remember being around all these veterans that were in the Pacific and in Europe and so forth, and heard their stories after they had a couple beers. And I also had an uncle, my mom's brother, that was killed in France in Patton's tank corps. And they ran out of fuel, and he was killed. So by the time I was drafted, you know, I didn't even think about going to Canada, because, you know, I have no right to say no to being drafted. I always had the sense when I was young that I'd be going to war. I didn't want to, but and I finally had that experience, and I learned a lot from that. Life changed for me. Of course, I lost the relationship with the young lady that I was engaged to, and that turned out to be a good thing. So the Army, the military really grew me up and made me deeper. And I was an NCO by the time I got to Fort Carson, where our unit was forming to go to Vietnam. And so we went out as a 5th Division. And to me, whether the war should have been fought or not, I no longer deal with that. You know, I just deal with the losses, and I deal with the love of people I cared about, and I take a lot of the energy away from the sadness of that war to the service opportunities. And that's what gives me joy. When I live in Newcastle, and there are quite a few restaurants there, mm-hmm. and only one restaurant refused to participate in giving to this cause. And everybody else, I didn't have to say much. They just said, yeah.
Wasn't a question. I've heard that from Charles every year for the last 4 years as well. Yeah. Speaking of which, restaurants in Newcastle, the Diner, Elk Creek Bar and Grill, Capital Deli, Eat Bistro and Drink, and Lazy Bear, as well as Black Dog.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs. Yeah. Hopefully Kate doesn't mind us mentioning a different color dog than her golden color. Again, there are a number of restaurants up and down the valleys that are participating in this. I know a couple that has been on this list every single year, Charles, is Mezzaluna and La Hosteria in Aspen.
Absolutely.
And don't you do like a big special dinner at one of those as well every year?
We have a VIP dinner on Tuesday evening at La Hosteria, a three-course dinner, for including wine, for $125. All proceeds go to the emergency fund. If you are interested, you should call La Hosteria at 925-9022 to make a reservation, so they'll know how many to expect.
And I'm sure it's a limited number as well, right?
They have available. Right now we still have some spaces available.
Okay. Yeah. So again, that number is 925-9022. That's a special dinner, the VIP dinner. Will all the board members be there, by the way? Are you buying for everybody? Okay.
I'm going to be eating. I'll eat breakfast at one restaurant, and I'll eat lunch at another restaurant, and then I'll eat dinner on that night.
There are more than three restaurants in Newcastle, so that's on the list. So, I mean, it's easy. You're going to start with breakfast at the Diner, probably, right?
One of those, yeah.
Okay. All right. We don't want to push him too much. By the way, there are other restaurants in Aspen as well, since we're kind of on that subject. So Mezzaluna, La Hosteria, as we mentioned, Meat and Cheese, and the Jerome Bar and Grill as well. Again, eat there. Go somewhere that you normally go if it's on the list.
And can't forget to mention Jing. I walk in the door, and as soon as Kate sees me come in, she says, Charlie, give me the contract. Of course we're going to participate. Now, we have a lot of good support in our community. And you might be a vet but or not, but you'll have a family member or somebody. We live in the kind of area of people who give back, who serve their country.
Well, and I think I'm not so sure if it's this area specifically or if it's just this time that we live in. Veterans, I think it's much more understood. You know, Tim was talking about a couple times, I think, Tim, you mentioned, you know, the difference between is the war right or wrong and do we need to take care of the men and women that are serving? I think there's a much clearer definition of that now than, unfortunately, there was when you came back from Vietnam.
Yeah. That was not easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, go from a bad situation to a worse situation. Yeah. But if, as you kind of mentioned, if that's what it took to get us here, then I suppose that's okay, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, as long as we made it there somehow.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been watching every time we go to war or something like that, I have a different perspective on in terms of how I judge whether that's something we should do or not. I spent a lot of time working with youth as a counselor in Tillamook, Oregon, and one of the things that I tried to do was encourage people to think about solving problems in service and that sort of thing. And I'm not for war at all, I'll tell you. But for a just cause, yes. You know, if we're attacked or whatever. But the veterans that come back, I can really relate to them because it was really hard for me. What I experienced was it's a twisting of the mind and the soul to be in combat. And
it's not a natural thing to take another life.
It is not. Yeah. It is not. We were not created that way. And but sometimes, you know, when you serve, you serve. And
if it's you or the other guy,
yeah,
you're going to vote for the other guy.
Well, when you're helicoptered into a place and people are shooting at you, yeah, you don't have a choice.
No, absolutely.
So, one of the things I really appreciate about being in Colorado is there's a lot of support for veterans here. Mm. In Oregon, I think that there's also support, but, you know, if I wear my hat in Oregon, maybe one or two people might say, thank you for your service. Here, it's just like, you know, I stopped in at the restaurant at the diner, 19th Street Diner, and two guys came up to me, said thanks. Mm-hmm. You know, one was a veteran. The other was not a veteran. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Does it mean a little bit different? Does it carry a little more weight when it's another veteran?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
they know what it means.
They know what it means, yeah. The guy I talked with was a veteran, 60 in 66, and he was a Big Red One. That was a pretty heavy army unit, and they did a lot of really difficult combat. And so you just have this connection with each other.
Sure. Again, you can help support the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and their emergency fund by dining out for vets on Tuesday, June 11th. We talked about the restaurants in Newcastle and Aspen. Charles, as you mentioned, there are a number of restaurants in Glenwood as well.
In Glenwood, there are restaurants like 19th Street Diner, the Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub, have supported us from day one, long before we even had the center. They give back to the community. McDonald's.
Yeah, you want a quick meal.
Yeah.
There's an option.
Yeah,
there
you
well.
Want a quick meal, go to McDonald's. They are also very staunch supporters.
And, of course, it continues Burning Mountain Pizza and Sub and Silt, Miner's Claim in Silt. And then, of course, Grady has always been a big supporter of veterans at Wingnuts Bar and Grill.
Oh, Grady is fantastic. And then, of course, up in Basalt, we have Heather's Pies. And we just really appreciate Bellamia and Elgibel have supported us from day one. We live in an area where people give back and appreciate those who give back. And we've been talking again and again about the military. I don't care if you serve in the Peace Corps. You should give back to the community, and you'll feel better for it.
Again, you can learn more by connecting with Western Slope Veterans Coalition on Facebook. You can go to their website, westernslopeveterans.org. And again, we have the complete list of Dining Out for Vets restaurants on our calendar at kmts.com as well. Again, Dining Out for Vets is Tuesday, June 11th. You, the consumer, you will see no difference when you get the bill at the end of the meal. It's a donation that those restaurants have agreed to make based on that day's sales at the end of the day, which is pretty cool. But if you know Charles Hopton, you know that he's a pretty good negotiator, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Hard to say no to. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Tim Hayes and Charles Hopton from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Again, you can help support the Veterans Coalition's emergency fund by eating out on Tuesday, June 11th at a number of local restaurants. As you can be like Tim, eat out at three different restaurants and support three local businesses. And just by doing that, you also support the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. I apologize, by the way, I missed two restaurants in Newcastle. I noticed during the break I missed Hogback Pizza and Two Coronas. So those are two other restaurants in Newcastle that you can also eat at on Tuesday the 11th. So I'll run down the complete list for you in a minute. If you want to see the complete list, of course, you can connect with the Veterans Coalition on Facebook, as well as westernslopeveterans.org. Again, the office is there at the corner of 8th and Colorado in downtown Glenwood. You share the space with the veteran service officer, right?
Yes.
And which is an appropriate combination, I guess you might say. For veterans that may be listening and their family members, you still do the coffee and donuts once a week? Is that on Thursday morning?
Yeah, Thursday morning from 10 till noon. Up in Aspen, we do it once a month because there's not as much demand right now. We also have coffee and donuts in Edwards at the CMC facility. And the CMC has, and I'm not familiar with this, but you can check it out, CMC at their facility in Rifle also has coffee and donuts occasionally.
Okay.
It's a good chance for vets to get in, socialize with other vets and family members, as well as get information about different benefits that are available. For instance, I paid, I won't mention how much, for a pair of hearing aids, and then I found out I could have gotten hearing aids through the VA. So
for free.
It's a chance to find out about things like that.
Absolutely. And again, that's 10 to noon in downtown Glenwood, right? You still
yes.
do it at the office there mm-hmm. at 8th and Colorado. It's really informal, isn't it?
Very informal. Yeah, it's a social event.
Right.
But it's also
a lot of good stories floating
yeah.
around there.
Yeah.
And again, it is open to veterans and their family members.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, you know, maybe if it is a little more formal and light, but if you've got a concern about a family member and you're wondering how to approach them, how to get them some help, you can stop by Coffee and Donuts and ask those questions of someone who's been there.
Yeah. That is a very important point. Very often, a vet might need help but won't come forward to ask for help. If you're a family member, come talk to us.
And again, the Western Slope Veterans Coalition office, named after a couple veterans who, unfortunately, we lost way too young, Casey Owens and Jesse Beckius. And the facility bears their name. And the whole point of the Western Slope Veterans Coalition, to a great degree anyway, is hopefully preventing other veterans from taking the same path that they took.
Yeah. And all the veterans, you know, now everybody talks about PTSD. Every vet that comes back carries some luggage in their backpack. It doesn't necessarily have to be PTSD, but they need readjustment to civilian life. You go in the military, you're trained to be a trooper. Nobody trains you to be a civilian when you come back. So every vet could use a little bit of support.
Again, if you would like to help support local veterans, Western Slope Veterans Coalition Emergency Fund, just go to one of these restaurants. Chances are it's one that you already would like to eat at anyway. Go there on Tuesday, June 11th, and a portion of whatever they bring in that day will go to the Emergency Fund of the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Start in Rifle at Wingnuts Bar and Grill, Miner's Claim, and Burning Mountain Pizza and Sub and Silt. Black Dog Saloon in Newcastle, Lazy Bear in Newcastle, Eat Bistro and Drink in Newcastle, as well as Capital Deli, Elk Creek Bar and Grill, the Newcastle Diner, Two Coronas, or Hogback Pizza. Always enjoy stopping in and visiting Diane for lunch, as well as McDonald's in Glenwood, Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub, who, Charles, you mentioned they were a supporter since before there was Dining Out for Vets, or the Veterans Coalition, for that matter. Colorado Ranch House, 19th Street Diner as well in Glenwood, then in Aspen, the Jerome Bar and Grill, Meat and Cheese, Jing, La Hosteria, and Mezzaluna. Remember that VIP experience at La Hosteria happens on the evening of June 11th. That's a special, what'd you say, it's like a five-course meal?
It's a three-course meal with accompanying wine.
And again, you do need to make reservations for that at La Hosteria. It's 925-9022 is the phone number. Yes. Again, that's just for that one special event. Is that where you will be that night?
Absolutely.
I had a feeling.
I'm there so much I'm considered to be honorary part owner.
Again, get in touch with Western Slope Veterans Coalition on Facebook, Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Just search for it. WesternSlopeVeterans.org is the website. And again, the complete list of restaurants that are participating are on there as well. Sponsors, anyone else that you'd like to recognize, I guess, as we wrap things up?
Well, we don't want to forget Bella Mia and Heather's in Basalt.
I wrote it down on the list and I forgot. I skipped over it because I wrote it in the margin, yeah. Not in line.
I want to do a shout out for Alpine Bank. They just really do a lot for the veterans, including donuts.
I was going to say, yeah. they donate the donuts, don't they, to the coffee and donuts on Thursday?
Yeah. Now, there again, and this is part of their culture from when it was founded, Alpine Bank gives back to the community in so many ways. I know so many nonprofits that get support from Alpine Bank.
And again, kind of like when we're talking about veterans and how vocal they are about their service, some of those you hear about and some of them that you don't. But, of course, it's all very much appreciated. All right. Well, gentlemen, all the best. Thank you for your service. And by the way, Army as well for you,
yeah.
Tim? Okay. So both Army veterans, right? Because
mm-hmm.
yours was Army as well, right, Charles? Yeah. And Korea just versus Vietnam. All right. Thanks again for everything that you do. Again, I lack a context that the two of you have that I will never, fortunately.
Fortunately.
Is that even?
Yes.
Is it rude to say that?
No. Nope.
I was talking with Dan Glidden, who is a vet, a Vietnam-era vet, and a guy came up to us. And he was apologizing about he wasn't really a vet like us because he hadn't served in combat. Yeah. Dan said, "You're a lucky SOB. You go where you're sent."
And you do the job that you're assigned, and you do the best you can. And if you're lucky, you get to come home.
Yeah. Yes.
All the best, gentlemen. Talk to you soon. Hopefully, Tim, hopefully we'll see you again soon. This was hopefully you had a – hopefully we didn't scare you enough that you never want to come back again.
No.
Thank you, Gabe.
Absolutely. Again, just get in touch with Western Soul Veterans Coalition on Facebook. You can get the complete list of restaurants that are doing dining out for vets this year. Again, it happens Tuesday, June 11th. So get the list. Go to one or more of those restaurants on the 11th, and you'll be able to, at no additional cost to you, to support the emergency fund for the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.